What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. A bit of a music nerd. This is something that you guys won't give a shit about, but I'm gonna throw it out there just for the sake of it. On the left is Scott Stapp. He was the former frontman for Creed. And next to Slash is Miles Kennedy. He's the current frontman for Alter Bridge. And Mark Tremonti is the guitarist for Alter Bridge and Creed. And the other guy, I'm pretty sure he's the bassist for both Creed and... I forget the guy's fucking name. I think it's like Scott Phillips or something like that. I could be wrong. But, yeah, he's the bassist for both Creed and Alter Bridge. Now, I just wanted to make a quick little, like, analogy here. So, when I was a kid, I fucking loved Creed. And I always got made fun of it because I used to love black metal. And you're not allowed to make fun of me about that. Fuck off. So, when Creed disbanded, I was really heartbroken, but Tremonti had just come out with the guitar. It was the Les Paul, Paul Reed Smith, and of course it was like fucking $6,000 or $7,000 at the time. And you know, as a kid, it's like, your dream is to go after your favorite guitar, to get signed by the same label that your favorite guitar player is playing for, right? Same label, same guitar, you know, sponsorship, all that shit. I mean, every kid fucking dreams of doing that, right? So, that'd be like, no, never mind, I don't want to get into it. Scott Stapp, dude, he's got, now it's come to, you know, come to the front light that he has bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or something. And it caused a lot of tension over the years, over those early years of, you know, Creed. He just, there was reports where, like, Scott Stapp wouldn't give a fuck about, you know, he had his own tour bus, he was riding alone, and I would too, you know. I thought about that, but it fucks up the dynamic of the band. Right? It really does. Like, that bond that you have of crammed all in the same space, even though it fucking sucks, it creates unity. And Scott Stapp was, like, beyond that. He wanted his own shit. And I would too, dude. I'd be like, fuck that. I don't want to share space with, like, 9 other guys. So, created tensions. He Scott Stapp requested that they kick the fucking bassist off the band or out of the band. And apparently, rather than try to write songs, Scott Stapp would be sitting on his ass watching football, watching the Cowboys, because he's a Cowboys fan. And I mean, it just got bad until Tremonti was just like, dude, we're done. Like, we're done with this shit. You know, Scott Stapp was trying to kick everyone off the fucking band. And finally, it got down to Tremonti. Tremonti had enough, created Alter Bridge, such is life, right? Fast forward a few years. You know, Alter Bridge is, I think, on their third album at this point. I'm pretty sure, or third or fourth album, Blackbird. I could be wrong. No, yeah, it was Blackbird. And, fuck, dude. Just amazing music. And out of nowhere, after Tremonti, the guitar player, swears he'll never regroup again with Creed, suddenly there's little whispers here and there, and then those whispers became, you know, proof positive that Creed was coming out with another album called Full Circle. And of course, my fucking childhood was like re-pieced, and I was just excited because, you know, the nerd in me, but, you know, who loves Tremonti and loved Scott Stapp regardless of his past, you know, with the band, it just, you know, it fucking invigorated me. It made me feel like, fuck, there's hope. So there's interviews, you know, about like the reunion and how heartwarming it was. And it was short lived, unfortunately. Full Circle topped number two on a few billboards. Of course, it was great to have them back. The albums were darker. I don't know, man. It was bittersweet because it didn't feel the same, but it felt better at the same time. I don't know how to explain that. It just feels like, okay, I'm content with this new shit, but I kind of miss the old style, which was simple and aggressive. This new stuff was a little more technical, but just, you know, heavier and darker. I apologize for that sound. So, yeah, fast forward. Yeah, the band didn't do so good. They broke up. And the reason being was because, well, not the major reason being, but a part of the reason being was Scott Stapp was sick and tired. Scott Stapp, the singer of Creed, was sick and tired of having to compete with Miles Kennedy. Right? He was sick and tired that Mark Tremonti kept splitting his time between writing for Alter Bridge and writing for Creed. And of course, like any normal human being, you know, Scott probably thought to himself, like, fuck, dude, like, if you're writing for this other band, when are you going to make time for us? But here's the thing, is that what Scott didn't realize was that Tremonti had the ability of balancing both worlds. He had enough creativity to go around. But Scott wasn't hearing it. And what Scott doesn't realize is that now that Alter Bridge was a part of Wind Up Records, and that became, you know, when Creed disbanded, that became slot number two. So Creed was more of a side project at this point. And Tremonti said so himself. He's like, I created some riffs and it didn't work out for Alter Bridge. But I realized that those riffs that I created for Alter Bridge that didn't work out, I could use for Creed. You know, they better fit Creed. The style, the pacing, the simplicity, the aggressiveness, it just fit perfectly. So essentially, Mark Tremonti is recycling a lot of shit that doesn't work out for, you know, Alter Bridge. And with that interview, it sent Scott, I'm sure, over the fucking edge. He's like, wow, I'm getting recycled shit? Like, fuck that, right? So they disbanded again after Full Circle, their fourth album. Now, here's the comparison that I have to make about this, right? How many times do you see women in a relationship where they discard the guy goes on to move on, have a better successful love life, and now that girl wants him back? And then when the guy comes back into the life, and he's like, dude, I'm not over this other girl that I just left to be back with you. Suddenly, the relationship starts to get rocky. I'm sure that that guy is thinking to himself, like, dude, it would be a fucking perfect world if I could have both of them in my life. There's plenty of love for one man to go around, right? At least that's in my judgment. I could be wrong. Some men could fucking crucify me for it. Like I've been crucified for all this other shit that I've said. It was funny. Pop was like, yeah, just do a couple rounds of steroids. And everybody fucking loved him for it. I fucking posted a couple videos about me doing a couple cycles. And people lost their fucking minds over it. Your balls are gonna shrink. You're a fucking drug addict. You're blah, 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 blah. Are you fucking nuts, blah? Condoning this shit? Fuck you. Like, I'm unsubscribing. Pop says it, he gets a fucking round of applause. And it's just like, dude, I told you to do it responsibly. Cycle the fuck off. Do what Pop said. Do a couple months. When I did my videos, I was like, dude, I'm on this shit for way too long. It's been 3 or 4 months. Like, I need to get the fuck off. And I can't because I don't have a post. What was it? A protocol, a post-cycle protocol. So I had to keep doing it in order to fucking, maintain my testosterone levels. And luckily, I found out that if you do your first cycle, you're going to recover naturally. It's just going to be really, really rough. And I didn't have enough Clomid to. Doesn't matter. My point is that everybody fucking hated me for it. Pop says it totally fucking. I don't know. People are weird. But, Tremonti, much like that one guy who fell in love with another chick, right? Felt like he was torn between two worlds. And he's like, you know what, man? I was happier in my last relationship. And looking at this, I'm realizing that this is just a te like a tether. I'm never gonna grow out of this. I'm always gonna be a prisoner here. I decided to move on and carry on with Alter Bridge. Smart move. Here's the thing though, is like I love this story. I love this story because it is a perfect reflection of relationships today. It is a direct mirror of I gotta, dude, I gotta fucking remember which one it is, Anima or Animus. I think the Animus is the female. I don't know, I'll figure it out. But my point is that the female energy exists in the creative and the artistic world. And that femininity expressed itself beautifully in this particular. Like the stereotypical fucking broken relationship, broken everything came out through this experience of these two bands. I love it, man. I can't get enough. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, the reason why I'm talking about it, the reason why it's so important is because, pardon. The reason why it's so important is because you have these particular stories, and then when they come to light as to what actually happened, and I mean by these particular stories, not just the band. That is a perfect representation of every relationship that I've ever heard of. A guy breaks up with his wife, goes on to move on to another relationship. The ex-wife loses her fucking mind, and then she wants the ex-husband back. And guess what? The ex-husband's not there. He's divided between two worlds, between trying to patch things up with his last relationship, but he no longer has that emotional impact anymore. It's still there. It's just not as predominant. And it's just not as dominant because how do I explain this? It's not as dominant because the guy was kicked out. He felt alienated. He felt isolated. He felt alone. And when you kicked him out, when you broke his heart and kicked him to the curb, this is what he was left with. Right? He was left with he was excuse me. He's left, sorry, I was just having a really shitty flashback. He's left with his new family who he's trying to start a life with, or a new girl, or a new wife, or a new girlfriend, or a new fling. And the old bitch is like, oh, well, now that he's gone, I want it. It's kind of like letting somebody borrow Fight Club. Yeah, it's been sitting on the shelf for like five fucking years, and then you let it, like, you borrow, like, you lend it out, and then suddenly you're like, hey, I kind of want to watch that movie. Can I have it back? Happens every time. Every fucking time it happens to me. I'm like, fuck, dude, now I want to watch Fight Club. Like a buddy of mine, he let me borrow fucking Mega Man for like a day, and then he's like, hey, can I I have it back. I kind of want to play the game again. I'm like, what the fuck? I haven't even beaten it. Yeah. So, any case, dude, I just, I don't know. I was just thinking about it because I hear a lot of these stories lately. Lately, I've just been seeing tons and tons of these stories of guys being conflicted about going back. Don't go back. Use this simple story right here as a cautionary tale. And here's a picture that I thought I'd never fucking see of Miles Kennedy and Scott Stapp in the same picture with Mark Tremonti. It's kind of creepy, eerie, surreal. It's bittersweet, you know? Because you know the story. Now that I've told you the story, it's just, you know what I mean? It's a shitty story. Now that you know the story behind the picture, it just feels kind of surreal. Feels something's off. Like there's tension in the picture that you're not gonna see unless you knew the backstory. On any case. There it is. Guard your heart.